is the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis, Brian Noonan in today, and what an honor to have our next guests who are here in studio with us.
It is an unbelievable day because Veterans Day, as you know, is Monday. Tonight at the Blackhawks game, it is they are honoring veterans. We have over 50 Vietnam veterans will be honored tonight, and our guests will be there as well. We welcome into the studio four-star General Stephen Townsend. He is the commanding general of the U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command in Virginia. We have Command Sergeant Major Tabitha Gavia, who is the senior enlisted leader for the U.S. Army Recruiting Command at Fort Knox in Kentucky. She also oversees all the money, I hear, at Fort Knox.
Oh, that's a big job.
You get to watch all the gold, is that correct? And Command Sergeant Major Timothy Gooden, he's Command Sergeant Major at the U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command in Fort Eustis, Virginia. Welcome to all of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. It's a big day as we come into Veterans Day. Now we've started honor flights for Vietnam veterans. Tonight we're honoring all the Vietnam veterans at the Blackhawks game. General, it's got to be good to see that it's about time that the Vietnam veterans are starting to get their due, correct?
It certainly is. You know, I think that's something that as a nation we got wrong in the 60s and 70s when Vietnam veterans came home, and that's one thing we've done well over the course of the last 16 or 17 years of overseas operations is American people have done a great job of welcoming home our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
Because of social media and the 24-hour news, we get to see servicemen and women more than we did before. But back in Vietnam, it was if you weren't watching Walter Cronkite at dinner time, you didn't really see what was happening. You weren't exposed to military operations. You weren't exposed to war. You weren't exposed to all of that. Now, for better or worse, we see everything, warts and all. And so now it is time to pay attention. And that's part of what you guys are here for, not only to honor the veterans tonight at the United Center, but recruiting. Recruiting always a big thing for the armed services. What drives recruitment? Is there a certain, obviously after 9/11 we know it was easier to recruit. But when, God forbid, we don't have a big national tragedy like that, when do we see recruitment kind of go up?
Well, I'll start, then I'll let one of the sergeant majors chime in. So at Training and Doctrine Command, one of the things we do is we build the Army.
Yeah.
And part of that is recruiting our Army. And so our Army has pulled out of a downsize that we were in a couple of years ago, and now we're back, climbing back to where the nation really needs us to be. The Army is too busy and too small right now.
Okay.
How big do
we have to be? Not to interrupt, but since
probably, we're going and working our way back to a strength of about 495,000, but the Army's leadership believes we should probably be a bit over 500,000, somewhere over 500,000.
Okay.
And that's what we're working our way back towards, and that's the main driver is that growth of the Army.
And you hear also urban areas you're trying to recruit. I know that's a real initiative for the Army. And maybe are the numbers as strong in urban areas, or are you still looking for a lot of growth there?
We are actually looking for a lot of growth there. So the you know, as the country grows, we're seeing population growth in areas of the country where, like, in the past, they typically have not been propense to serve in the military. So right now, for the most part, that the most folks that join the military, they come from the South or the Midwest, and we're seeing an uptick in Southern California and Arizona, but for places like Chicago and Boston, where we see the uptick in population, we would also like to see an uptick in folks deciding to serve their country.
What makes a good soldier? If you're looking at a recruit, well, how can you tell that he or she is going to be the kind of person that the Army is going to get the most out of?
Well, you know, for the most part, really, you want soldiers to show a motivation. You want them to be able to show a willingness to be part of something bigger than themselves, to be part of a team, to be able to want to accomplish something in their life. And when it comes to the Army, we have a lot of things that we can offer them. So we have over 150 jobs that are available to soldiers, recruits, when they come into the Army. And we have the ability to help them get the expertise that they need to not only do their job in the Army, but if they do decide to transition out of the Army, that'll set them up for success in future life.
What kinds of things do you say to appeal to people who maybe aren't, it's not necessarily on their radar, maybe they don't come from a military family and they aren't as aware of the paths and the opportunities and what it is out there that they would actually be doing that would be appealing to them if they knew?
Sure. Well, I think that, first of all, the Army's core mission is to protect the country and, if necessary, fight our nation's wars. So if you are interested in combat arms, infantry, tanks, artillery, we have that. If you want to do something more technical, like helicopters, we do that. If you want to do computers, we have a lot of that. In fact, that's cyber is a growth industry in the U.S. Army. We have radios, you name it. In fact, the sergeant major says there's 150 different career fields. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine a job, it's probably available in the U.S. Army, and with skill training to go with it and civilian credentials when you get out.
So I can use myself as an example. So yeah. I trained to be a radiology specialist in the Army. And upon graduation, I was eligible to sit for my registry. And that particular school, that course, is tied to Thomas Jefferson University. So you can get your associate's degree and your bachelor's degree if you keep pursuing it. So many of our technical fields are tied directly to a university. Another example is a lab technician. So that course is tied directly to George Washington University, where they can again get their associates and their bachelor's degree, and they can sit for their MT. So I think that folks need to know, Chicagoans need to know, that the Army is an option.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to work, you can go to college, you can pursue a technical path, and if it's your sense of adventure is what you're after, you can also do that. So I wanted to point out an app that you can actually go to, that you can go to learn more. So here locally, you can go to goarmy.com/army/Chicago. But for all those smartphone users out there, if you go onto the App Store and do search for Army Careers, what's going to pop up is U.S. Army Career Navigator. So you can get the 101 on, Army 101. You get the complete list of job availability. They'll even do a little quick query on what you're interested in and what you're interested in, what pops up with that. So I would encourage that all Chicagoans to take a look at that.
You know, post 9/11, you saw a surge in young men and young women just signing up, feeling they wanted to do something for their country when they saw this terrible tragedy. And since then, I would imagine you see recruiting sites and places you can go into to find out more information. But are people finding your apps? Are there other? How are people coming to you now? And it sounds like you'd like them to go through the digital sources in order to find you and find more about the opportunities.
So absolutely. And on this particular app, you can actually find a recruiter. So if you're not tied in with in the local community with a recruiter station. Because we have recruiting stations. We have over 1,400 recruiting stations in our command. So on that app, you can find a recruiter. And so we're using digital media. We're using social media to get our message out and to encourage youth in the demographics that we're targeting to consider this.
What are the demographics?
So 17 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's much older than I would have thought.
Yeah.
That's
34. 17
yep.
to
34. Really? Mm-hmm. And now the city of Chicago has been working a lot with Recruiting Command, trying to get different programs. And what kind of things are you doing in conjunction with the city?
So I'm glad you asked that. So the website that I just told you about, goarmy.com/army/Chicago, is our first website that we've localized with our national site. So goarmy.com is a national site.
Okay.
And Chicago is where we're trying out this new site. And you can go to it and find, again, recruiters. But also you can read about and listen to the stories of other successful Chicagoans that have served their country or currently serve their country and where that path has taken them.
Nice. Now, as you're recruiting people, I'm sure you have stories of somebody who's come up to you with wild misconceptions. You know, we've watched every movie that has ever been made about the Army, and now we're coming to you as recruiters, and we're like so far out in left field that we don't know. What's the biggest misconception you've faced with somebody who's coming up and says, I want to be in the Army? Well, why? And then they give you some crazy answer.
Well, actually, what we find is the opposite. People don't want to be in the Army, and if you ask them why, they say, well, I don't really know anything about it.
Ah.
So we actually have to educate them. And once you give a quick information briefing that says, here's what the Army does, protects and defends America. Mm-hmm. Here's what the opportunities are for you, 150 different career fields.
That's amazing.
And here are some of the benefits of service to you. Free health care, free dental, free paycheck, free rent, free gym membership, college education, all these training that we talked about, then propensity to serve jumps by about half. Suddenly, half the people are going, oh, I didn't know that.
Right.
Actually, I might consider that.
Well, just having you tell us that it's the age range is 17 to 34, I would have figured mid-20s was probably the window for recruitment. You know, 34, right. you're kind of... not over the hill if that's your career, but you've started a career. You're into another form of life. So besides the demographics, what else? You mentioned, Timothy, that you wanted people who were motivated, obviously.
Yep.
But what other kind of qualifications does somebody need before they talk to a recruiter?
Well, we're going to test them when they show up to us. We're gonna give them the ASVAB test, which is the academic skills test that they're going to get. We're gonna test them physically, a real quick physical assessment, okay, to kind of see how they would lay out with possibly getting one of those 150 career fields within those jobs. But the other thing that they're going to get also is, when they show up and they start going through training, they're not going to just get that expertise training on whatever it is. They're going to learn a lot of other life skills. And so those are a lot of the benefits, also the intangible stuff that they're going to get. Leadership skills, they're going to learn commitment. They're going to, like I said before, about being part of a bigger team. They're definitely going to learn some discipline. We got great drill sergeants, and they're definitely going to instill some discipline.
I've seen.
But, then there's other life skills, how to be humble, how to be part of that team and work to accomplish large missions, small missions. And then, the other thing, we're introducing a new fitness, and along with that comes a good idea of what it means to lead a healthy and a fit lifestyle, not just for service in the military, but an overall health of your body, so that when you do come in, we're going to take care of you, and when you go out, you're going to be in good shape to do whatever else you need to do.
General, you mentioned that the background in digital and technology are very important, and that's a core area that you're growing within the military. What if you don't have those skills, but you would like to get those skills? Is that something you could also, would also be something you would consider for a recruit?
So absolutely. That's the beautiful part about the Army. You don't have to have any of those skills to come in the Army, and the Army has a system that's tried and true for 240 years to teach you those skills. So the Sergeant Major mentioned the Armed Forces skills test, vocational aptitude battery. You take that test and it gives us an idea of what your attributes and propensities are. Then we'll try to guide you into those career fields, and then we'll give you all the training you need. So mm-hmm. if you don't know anything about computers, but you're really interested in computers, the Army will teach you. If you don't know anything about radios, but you're interested in that, if you want to fix aircraft engines and you don't know anything about it, the Army will teach you.
Hmm. Now, General, you mentioned before after you talk to somebody and give them an information briefing, people don't know about the Army. There, for a while, there was a kind of a PR problem for the Army because, back in the day, you could either go to jail or you could go to the Army. And that was something, you have to. So how do, over the years, besides just talking to people and having the sergeant majors out there recruiting, how did the Army overcome that kind of PR issue?
Well, this has been going on for a number of decades, but we have just raised our quality standards over the decades. And it's not true anymore that the judge can say, you can join the Army, you can go to jail, take your pick.
Well, that's good.
So what we have today is you have to have a high school diploma or an equivalent. Mm-hmm. And the Army can help you if you don't have that, but you've got to get that. You also have to score well on this test. You don't have to have a lot of those skills. We'll provide all of that to you. And then you've got to have some physical capability. But really, the quality standards are there to make sure that we're recruiting the right people to defend America.
Very nice. Well, you can see the general and the sergeant majors tonight at the United Center, honoring the veterans before the Blackhawks game. 50 Vietnam veterans are going to be honored as well. And if you are interested in more information, go to goarmy.com/army/Chicago, and you can get all the information. And tell me the name of the app again.
The name of the app is U.S. Army Career Navigator. When you go onto the App Store, you can type in Army Careers, Army. And it will pop up.
It'll all pop up. 151, is that different?
150 career fields.
It's amazing. Awesome. Amazing. Well, thank you all again for being here. Thank you for your service. Enjoy tonight at the Blackhawks game.
It's a big night. Our new coach is starting. And also, the players have worn their camouflage jerseys early in the day for warm-ups. They're auctioning them off at ChicagoBlackhawks.com, and they look super cool. So.
And the environment for a hockey game is unparalleled. So you will have a good time.
So respectful.
It's going to be a great Army night.
So have a wonderful night. Thank you again for being here. All right, Judy, what's coming up in the news?
Well, part two of our series, A Few Good Women.